Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. In this Monday's message, Bishop Dag will continue to teach you about how you can enter into financial ascendancy. Today's teaching is focused on Jesus' great power and controlling command over finances and his ability to bring about supernatural provision for others. Discover how through the miraculous ministry of Jesus, God was able to divinely provide for multitudes. After today's message, you'll learn that if you follow Jesus and seek him with all of your heart, he will provide for you and you shall never lack all the days of your life.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this amazing time in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's time for offering. You can sit down. And we are going to Psalm 68. And the title of the offering is, Every day of my life shall be loaded with gifts, benefits, parcels, envelopes, promotions, invitations, and favors. Wow. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is going to come to pass. Every day of my life shall be loaded with gifts. Do you believe in gifts? Benefits? Parcels? Envelopes? Promotions, invitations, and favors. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is going to happen practically in your life. Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So I've tried to break the benefits, the loading of the benefits, into seven categories so that you can appreciate the benefits. Gifts. Gifts are things that are given to you. Like somebody loves you and gives you a gift. God so loved the world that he gave. Yes, you didn't earn it. You were loved. And you were given a gift out of love. Somebody likes you and gives you something. All right? Benefits are benefit is different from the word in the Bible. The Bible word is the Bible word. Now I'm in the English word. Okay. Benefits. Something that is good for you. Do you see? It benefits you. Something that helps you. So I don't know what helps you. Do you know what helps you? I'm sure you know something that helps you. Something that is makes you have an advantage. All right? Then parcels. Something that is wrapped. Karamasandula baba. Somebody is going to receive a beloved all wrapped in nice paper, parcel paper. The prophecy you believe is a prophecy that will come to pass practically. A mind-boggling parcel. Kamarola Shatalaba. Benefits, parcels, envelopes. Wow. Now, some of the flattest envelopes are the most powerful envelopes. Never look at the thickness of the envelope. Sometimes the thickness of the envelope is a bad sign. It's like somebody has tried to thicken the envelope because it's a weak envelope. Receive a powerful envelope according to the word of the Lord. Amen. One day I was in 1987, I think it was, in 1987. I was coming down the stairs at the medical student hostel. I was coming downstairs. I lived on the top floor, and I was coming down. So between the top floor, we had only three floors, the ground, first, and second floor. So between the top floor and the ground floor, there was a middle floor. When I got to the landing of the middle floor, on the right of the landing, there are two rooms, one on the left and one on the right. They live on the landing. So when they open their doors, they are, it's like living in a train station. They live where everybody passes to go up and down. So when I was going down, I didn't know how this guy timed me. He opened his door, and then he said, "I have something for you." So he gave me an envelope, a white envelope. Yes. You'll be receiving envelopes. Now, when I opened the envelope, there was no money in the envelope, but it was a very powerful envelope. It was a letter telling me that I was the top in my class, the top two students in my class. And I have received an award. Yes. Now, the award involved thousands of pounds. Pound sterling. Yes. It is a flat envelope. You'll be receiving such envelopes. It contained tickets to travel. It contained accommodation. It contained thousands of pounds. That's 1987. Yes. At that time, my total wealth was £10. In the world. That was what I owned in the world. But suddenly, my status changed by an envelope. Receive powerful envelopes in your life. And just as Psalm 68 is telling us, it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits or envelopes." Okay. Amen. Every day of my life shall be loaded with gifts, number one. Benefits, two. Parcels, number three. Envelopes, number four. Or five. Promotions. You are going to be promoted. You know, many years ago, I was in a place where Archbishop Idahosa was preaching. Among the things he said, I never forget, is one of the statements. He said, "Christ didn't save you or save me to demote me. He didn't save me to demote me. You have not been saved for demotion." Do you think that you were saved so that you'll be demoted? No, he said, everything has gone up by coming to Christ. Christ didn't save me to demote me. It's like, I'm bringing you to salvation so that I can reduce. And then he also said, reduce you. Christ didn't save you to reduce you or to demote you. So you will, every day of your life will be loaded with gifts, benefits, parcels, promotions. Ah, the last two. And I want you to believe, because I'm reading from the Bible. Look, what I'm saying is in Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily, and I said every day of my life, it also said daily, it didn't say weekly, monthly or yearly. It says daily, loadeth my life, loadeth us with benefits. The next thing you are going to receive are invitations. Now, what is an invitation? Anytime somebody says, come, it's an invitation. Come, come around. See you tomorrow. It's an invitation. Can you come for the meeting? It's an invitation. Don't be thinking about like you are being invited to Japan to speak there at a conference. No, no. Those are levels of invitation. But being called to come around, I tell you, is one of the greatest blessings. To be invited, to be wanted. To be wanted. I've been at places where I felt I was not wanted. This week I went somewhere where I felt I was not wanted. I've been at places where I don't feel wanted. So, you'll be wanted. Amen. Even though you may not seem to be wanted, but according to this prophecy today, you will be wanted.
Amen.
Invited. Called, come around, be there. Where are you? What's happening? We don't see you. You'll be wanted. You'll be invited. You'll be called upon. Receive it in Jesus' name. Every day of my life shall be loaded with all these. And finally, favors. You'll be favored. To be favored is to be chosen. Anybody who is watching me right now has favored me. Because the person who's watching me has a choice to listen to me or not to listen to me. Anybody who joins my church has favored me the pastor. Because there were other pastors. And he has favored me by choosing me to come to my church, to listen to my church, and even to sponsor what I'm doing. So I've been favored. To be chosen is to be favored. So when you are called in, it's you are favored. You've been favored. That's what it means. Like it's a favor. And why is it a favor? Because it's not a right. And number two, because from a certain level onwards, you don't earn things. You get favors. True. You think the best footballers are the ones playing on the field? The ones that are chosen. If you like try to get into professional football and find out how you get to play. If you ever play for your national team, when they are playing, you know, because I have had a little bit of experience with, you know, a couple of things. If you ever play for your national team, the people, everybody's watching. The hunters who are looking for scouts who are looking for players. Once you make it to the national and you get a chance to play and they see you. Yeah, but if you don't make it to that level, you never really, you'll be playing. I mean, Danzuman Football Club and all these other area clubs. You'll be a local champion in your community. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, to be chosen, you get it, among the field, from the field of players. Think about a country like Ghana. How many good players must there be? Huh? How many good strikers and runners? Yes. People who can really play and score. And run, and you must also be able to run fast. And when you look at 100 meters, that you see those who can run 100 meters in 10 seconds or 11 seconds, those are the people that are good footballers also. You need to run fast. How many ever make it to a certain level and are favored to be chosen? So, honestly, it's a great thing to be favored. Now, a lot of Christian wives forgot that they were chosen. When you see people who are not chosen, then they realize the difference between chosen and not chosen. It's a pity that Christian wives give such a bad reputation to being chosen and favored because of their grumpy attitude. Their what? Grumpy attitude. Well, not first love. First lovers. Yes. You'll never be called grumpy. Amen. Write the word grumpy down so that you remember that that's a word. I don't want to hear of that word. Write it down. Grumpy. And even bring the meaning of that word so that we be assured that that word never happens to anybody who is watching. Grumpy. Huh? Grumpy. Surly or ill-tempered. Discontentedly or sullenly irritable. Grouchy. Please check the meaning of the word grouchy. Grouchy. And surly. We don't know what it means. Surly and grouchy. But you can see that we are struggling to name it because it's a condition that we see, but we don't know the name of this thing.
Wow.
Yes. One day you should ask your child, you know, if you happen to be watching me, you should ask your child whether he would like his new wife to be like you. Karamola tabaroba la bashabara. Ask your son whether if he marries, he would like his wife to be like you, how you are. Surly, it means bad-tempered, unfriendly, haughty. That's proud. Surly, haughty. Surly, haughty. That's proud. Hey, it's a pity that Christian, and we are waiting for grouchy. We will never continue without knowing the meaning of that word grouchy. How many want to know the meaning of the word grouchy? Bring it out. Grouchy. Grumble, discontented person. All right? Habitually unhappy. Yes. You never know what is wrong. You never know what? What is wrong? What is the matter? What the issue is about? Why there's no joy, happiness, whatever. Grouchy. Habitually unhappy. There's always something that is not perfect, right, or has reached the standard that you have set. Yeah. So it's a pity. So, grouchy. If you are watching, God made you watch because of this word grouchy.
Grouchy.
Yes. Beautiful. Are you listening or you are leaving? So, every day of my life shall be loaded with gifts, benefits, parcels, envelopes, promotions, invitations, and favors. Why will it be loaded with all these things? Because every seed you sow is going to come back 1,000 times more.
Amen.
You know why people don't smile at you? Because you don't smile at them.
Wow.
It's true. Because you don't smile. It's a seed. Yes. You don't smile, they don't smile. Everybody's waiting for the other person to smile first. You are watching to see, is he smiling? Is he serious? What is his face? Is he happy? Is he not happy? Is he happy? Is he not happy? What you sow is what you reap. You've never given an envelope. And you are saying you have joined the offering blessing of today, saying that your life will be loaded with gifts. And you never give a gift. Yes. You never give a benefit. Yes, the benefit to somebody. Check the meaning of the word benefit. I think that is the word that we don't know what really means. Benefit. Parcels. You never give a parcel to anybody. The parcel you are giving is made up of your discarded and usable things. Benefit is an act of kindness and a favor conferred. Whatever promotes prosperity and personal happiness. It sounds like the most important word there. All right? Whatever promotes prosperity and personal happiness. And God says that He loads your life. He loads, like He's loading. He's loading your life with personal happiness that adds value to your property and adds advantage and profit. Down there it says natural advantages, endowments to be beneficial. Something that is beneficial, good for you, advantage, to gain advantage and to make improvement. Wow, something that you will benefit by the change. Wow. I think it's a very good word. Yes. So, you know, sometimes you go and work somewhere and there's free lunch. You know, if you work in a Chinese restaurant, for instance, you eat Chinese food every day. Yes. If you work at McDonald's, you can eat the hamburgers as many as you ask, if you can eat it. If only you can. If you work at Ideal Milk Factory, you can drink. Only you have to be careful of the gas. You can drink it all that you want. So, what you sow is what you reap. And every day of your life is going to be loaded, loaded, loaded with benefits, gifts, parcels, envelopes, promotions, invitations, and favors. Job 36 and verse 11. Job 36, verse 11. If they obey and serve Him. If they obey. There's always an if. If they obey and serve Him. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Listen, I want to say something. Between this Sunday and next Sunday, I am going to give and release and share. It's going to be in between because it has to be. It's between this Sunday and next Sunday, God willing. The master key or keys that's going to release you into a level of prosperity that you have never thought was possible. Yes. Financial ascendancy. So between this Sunday, today, when I'm preaching, and next Sunday, I don't know, but I just want you to hang around for that. Amen. Amen. Now, if they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Amazing. God wants to see you on the beach. Amen. You'll be there. Amen. Even those of you who can't swim, you'll be there. At least to wet your feet and your toes a little. And to take some pictures, if that's what makes you happy. All right? Those of you who want to go shopping, you'll be in the shops. Even if it's window shopping, you like window shopping, just go and keep. Because you cannot buy everything. Even if they dash you the whole shop, well, how many things can you take to your house? There's not so much space. It's just, you want to just look and then pick one or two. You get it? You'll be there practically. If they obey him and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. Amen. Amen. So God has great plans for you. And as you sow your seed, I want you to believe in the benefits. Believe it. The simplicity of believing that when you obey God, give and it shall be given to you. If you believe, you will actually see practically these things coming to pass. If they obey him, if they serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. I decree and I prophesy, you shall not have any reason to cast your head down anymore.
Amen.
Psalm 42 verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? You will never cast your head down anymore after today.
Amen.
The casting down is ending today.
Amen.
Your head is lifted up from today. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your special benefit offering. Yes. Make your parcel, your envelope, your benefit to the church. Amen. Special. Take it out. Many benefits you are showing, you are giving. We have many projects all over the place. God is moving in many, many places. This is another cathedral in Laura, in the Upper East region, that has just received their trusses and they are just about to put the roof on in the Upper East region. Laura. Where is Laura? Is near where? Laura. Upper East. 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 Upper West? Upper West, not East. All right. Upper West. Near Wa. Yes. Laura Cathedral. They are building over there. And then you see another one. I just saw Dambai Cathedral. That is a massive project, Dambai Cathedral, that is being built. Oh, we are not asking you for money. We are building it. I can assure you that there's no money like that in Dambai. You get it? There's nothing like that there. And that is Aflao, the border with Togo. You can see the church, the cathedral, and the office block that is coming out. If you look behind, you can see the water, because that's the Volta River. The Volta River. Yes, beautiful church there. And that is another one, Denu Cathedral. Denu is another major cathedral that is being built in the Volta region, very near to Aflao. From Denu, you go to, I think, Denu, there's a town. We had a crusade there. I forget the name. No. But there's a couple of towns, very small towns. Then you come to Aflao. So this is Denu Cathedral in the Volta region. We are building 12 of these. This is Sogakope Cathedral. All right. Sogakope is where the, what do you call it, is the river. You know the big Volta River that we use to make the lake, okay? Do you know that you use a river to make a lake? Okay. Now, when you block a river, it becomes a lake. So, after the Volta Lake is formed, the dam is formed, after that, it turns back into a river. And it comes out at around Sogakope to the sea. Okay, that's the beginning of the Volta region. People go there for honeymoon. A lot of people go there. So that's our Sogakope Cathedral. It is a massive cathedral that is being built there. So when you go for your honeymoon, you can also go to church there. All right? And many, many projects, you know, that we have. And I want you to give generously. Make a parcel, an envelope, a benefit to help the church. Everywhere we are building something, the people there don't have much, but we take money from those who have money. We say, hey, you can't eat all. Bring it, and we are going to use it to help another place so that there will be an equality or equity. Are you with me? Yes. So that if you are in Dambai or any of these towns, you will not feel like moving to Accra. Why should you come to Accra if you are in Dambai when you have such a beautiful cathedral there? You get what I'm saying? And have fresh air. Fresh air. Now, these places, the air there is very fresh. You know, it must be the largest church in Dambai. And that is a new regional capital. Our government in these last 4 years have introduced new regions that we never had before. And the regional capital of one of the new regions is Dambai. Is it beautiful? Yes. And we are building a cathedral there. That's the Dambai Cathedral. So I don't know whether they've been able to build their regional headquarters, because when you have a region, you have to build a regional headquarters with courts, administrative offices, courts, the regional minister's office, the police regional commander, everything for a region. You get it? That's why they make this region, because it makes the town important, and then they have a lot of new buildings and more work comes there. Do you understand? So it's good. So well, we are also doing our capital church building for the region. Okay, we are waiting for the government. I don't know if they are in step with us. But since we have seen that they've made it a capital, we've also gone to there to do that. Amen. Amen. All right. Do you have any more pictures, or that's what you have for today? All right. Beautiful. I think it's enough for the day, isn't it? Yes. So you'll be building your own personal house also in Jesus' name, because you are part of a church. And Lot wasn't called. He just followed Abraham. Have you ever heard of the call of Lot? There's no calling. But he followed Abraham. Every good thing that happened to Abraham happened to Lot until he left him. When Lot left Abraham, that's when he fell. Every bad thing happened to him. He fell into Sodom and Gomorrah. He was raped by his daughters. His wife turned into a pillar of salt. His marriage got problems. Lot of every crisis you can imagine happened to Lot when he left Abraham, because he wasn't called. You see, and many times, it's not that you are not called in an evil sense, but there's Moses. So we follow Moses. There's Joshua. God is working with Joshua. Then we flow along. I mean, you may be Caleb, but you still have to flow along. Then there's David. When it's time for David, there's Saul. There's what is his name? Solomon or Gideon, whatever God is. There was John the Baptist. Even Jesus traveled to come to attend John the Baptist, because he recognized what God was doing. So you don't recognize things. So you, once you are following this mission, whatever grace is helping us, you see, is helping you also in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you follow Jesus, he's going to bless you mightily. Amen. Father, bless every giver in this great offering time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the beginning, you were there, and you saw the world being created. Without you, nothing was made. Everything was made by you. You are the Word of God. You are on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My precious Savior, you're the Son of God. I'm drawn to your story, to the story of my Lord and Savior. I love hearing stories of Jesus. Oh, so full of grace. You know all my sins, all my shortcomings. Yet you look at me with those loving eyes and so much tenderness. Oh, oh, oh Lord, you are so beautiful. You are made by you. Without you, nothing was made. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Jesus, 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 you are the Son of God. In you is light, so much light. Your light is shining in my life, shining in my darkness. Now evil is overcome. the light of man. Jesus, I am so drawn to you. Oh, 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 Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so.
Help me out of my trouble. Whoa.
with myself, Lord. I don't like doing other things. Oh, no, 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 oh, no. I like being in church and bearing mushrooms, being your spokesman. Oh, I love serving in your presence. Don't send me away to the world.
Let me serve one more time. say I love the Lord. I thought that God was everything to me until I found this scripture that says it all to me. If you love the Lord, you'll keep His commandments. If you really love the Lord, yeah, you will do what He tells you. If you really love the Lord, you will marry Him, give yourself to Him. But that's not what I do. Oh no, I wanna change something now. Oh,
he that has my commandments, he that keeps my commandments, he is that loves me. Do you love? Do you love the Lord? He that has my commandments, he that keeps my commandments.
To Him, to do His mysterious will. Do you trust Him for everything? Do you want to get to heaven and find out the Bible is so true? Because the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God, yeah. It is the greatest commandment. There's no greater good than to love the Lord. And you will find out that it is so true, more than anything else in the world. Oh.
He that has my commandments, he that keeps my commandments, he is that loves me. Do you love? Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? He that keeps my commandments, he is that loves me. Do you love?
My commandments, he is that love.
though there's been a problem, I still like you. Though we're not together, my love for you is so strong. My love is as strong as that. I spend my days wishing, I spend my nights hoping that I will see you somehow and bump into you by accident. And then you'd be forced to talk to me, and I would have a chance to talk to you. We would start loving again, just like the good old times. I tell you, I still like you. I can't help it. I still want you, even though there's been a problem. But I still like you, though we're not together. My love for you is so strong. My love is as strong as that. I tell you I do. I thought I wouldn't like you anymore after what you did to me. So unfaithful to me. I now understand what the Bible says, the way of the man with the maiden. It's a mystery to me. Oh yeah, yes, it's such a mystery. I tell you I still like you. I can't help it. Well, I still want you, even though there's been a problem. I still like you, though we're not together. My love for you is so strong. My love is as strong as that. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. Oh my beloved, how I still like you. Thought I wouldn't like you anymore. I want to hold you tight again. I want things to be what they were before. Oh, how I still like you. I cannot let you fly away. Oh, God, is this your will for me? Or should I just let him go? Oh, I still like you. I can't help it. Whoa. I still want you, even though there's been a problem. But I still like you, though we're not together. My love for you is so strong.
You is so strong. My love is as strong as death.
Well,
oh my Lord, help me, oh,
help me, oh Lord.
Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord.
Whoa, oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me. Oh God, is this your will? Want you again, yeah. Oh, I can't bear the thought of not knowing and seeing you anymore, God has given me the grace to like you again, yeah. And to be your friend just one more time. Let's do it, let's just keep doing it.
I can't help it. I still want you, even though there's been a problem. I still like you, though we're not together.
My love for you is so strong.
My love is as strong as that.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
oh. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh,
help me, oh Lord.
Hallelujah! Are you blessed to be in the house of God? Wow, I still like you. Tell your neighbor, I still like you. Wow. Even though there's been a problem. Now, this is not a license to go back to things that you are supposed to walk away from. Eh? But if the Lord is also leading you to go and dig the wells of Isaac, you can also go back and find. We are blessed to be in this church. Do you know that? Take your phone and text the person who invited you to this church and say, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for bringing me to this church. Take your phone and text the person. I'm having a good time in my church. Thank you for inviting me to this church. Amen. Well, we've come to the most exciting part of the service. We've come to hear from God. I can't hear you. I said we come to hear from God. How many of you feel there's something God wants to say to you? How many of you feel that there's something you haven't yet heard from God? And whenever we come into the presence of God, and whenever our prophet speaks, the Bible says, I have spoken by my prophets. And God chooses to speak to us through our prophets. So I'm excited to hear what God has for us. Already we've received many messages. We've heard about I Still Like You. And then we heard about standing before Jesus one more time. How many of you can think of something you didn't do well? And when she sings that song, I can remember some things. I didn't do them well. I wish I'll have another chance to do it again. How many of you received that message that if I can do it, yes, Pastor Paul Jumo, especially you. I'm sure there's some things you'd like to try again. Amen. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. And then we heard, what else did we hear? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that love me. May you keep the commandments of God. And then we had one more. Oh, that's it. Jesus of God, beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. I think we've already been blessed so much by the word of God. And we're about to have the main meal. That was the starter. We're about to have the main meal. So if you are excited, how many of you are excited? I want you to lift your voice. And I want you to sing this song of faith, which says, nothing is impossible. How many of you can think of three things that seem impossible? Now I want you to declare to those three mountains, nothing is impossible. Pastor Debo, sing along. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Come on, all over the world, declare nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
moment. Your life is about to be transformed. The Holy Spirit is about to touch your life and transform you. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Put your hands together and let's welcome my pastor, your pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your blessing. This morning, this afternoon, touch our lives, we ask. And thank you for bringing light and revelation, changing our lives. Thank you for the light of our path. Thank you for your great blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, God wants to change your financial situation.
Amen.
And so, financial ascendancy, part what?
Three.
All right? And I want you to listen between today and tonight and next week. Just listen to all of that carefully. Now, I want to start by saying that the difference between Jesus and the fathers that we know, Father Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the people in the Bible, when it comes to money or the control of money, is that the message of finances in the Old Testament is very clear. You'll be rich. It's very clear. You will be rich. Our fathers were rich. And so it's our right, inheritance, our legacy. It's something we will have. Abraham was very rich. Isaac, in chapter 26, Genesis, number 13, 14, says he went forward, prospered, became very great. Until he became very great, we know Jacob was very, very great. Israel prospered, and God promised them many things. If you serve me, you spend your days in prosperity, your years in pleasures. I mean, it's clear. I mean, there's no ambiguity about prosperity when it comes to the Old Testament. And Jews have no question at all about whether they are to be rich or not. They are very, very clear. They are to be prosperous and so on. Now, when it comes to Jesus, you get a mixed message. It seems to be a mixed message. He says things which are negative about money. He says, don't lay up treasures for yourself on it. Don't do it. Huh? He says, hardly shall a rich man enter the kingdom of heaven. That it is more easy for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's serious. That is to cast a big question mark on money. Do you see? Because if becoming a rich man makes you like a camel trying to pass through the eye of a needle, why should any of us have such an aim? To get to a state where your ability to enter heaven is very limited. Do you see? Then, in the New Testament, we also see when Jesus talked about the rich fool who said, in Luke chapter 12, I have so much. I'm just going to gather as much as I can and, you know, eat, drink, be merry. And I'm going to have a good time. But then Jesus said, "Thou fool, tonight your soul is required of thee. Whose shall those things be which thou hast?" And then he went on to say, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses." Do you understand? And that is strong. You see, so with that, you realize that big questions have been thrown on us wanting to ever have anything to do with money. And truly, if you look at people's lives, most problems, even in the ministry, ministers of the gospel, come from money and people who have a lot of money. Do you see? And who wants to have a lot of money? Most of them have a lot of problems. And then we have Paul, who came along and said, "The root of all evils is the love of money." Like, every bad thing has its roots in liking money and wanting money. Do you see? So I'm just trying to say that that throws a big question on whether it is a good thing to have money or to try to ever want to have money. And I can say definitely, based on all these scriptures, it's very, very questionable. Are you with me?
Yes.
Good. So having said that, we want to now look at Jesus' role in financial ascendancy or control, the control of money and influence. And we should bear in mind Jesus' words in Luke 12 and verse 15, that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. Things you own don't make you, your life doesn't make you happy per se. And most rich people are not happy. If they were happy, all the stars and princes and whatever would be the happiest people in the world, and they are not. All right?
Yeah.
Now, so today, we see Jesus teaching us something about money, all right, and the control of money. I hope you are listening,
yeah,
because I'm just trying to say something between now and then tonight and then tomorrow. It's all the same thing, but it is trying to let you see that this Jesus who said all these things about money. But I want you to see that Jesus has the control of money. He rarely controls money. He controls wealth. Now, in Luke chapter 12, are you there? In Luke chapter 12, you will see Jesus saying something in verse 29. "Seek not ye what you shall drink, you shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind." Okay? "For all these things do the nations of the world seek after." Now, we usually speak of this scripture from Matthew.
Yeah.
You see? And then it says, "For all these things do the Gentiles seek." But this one is saying it differently. Look at it. Luke 12, verse 30 says, All these things do the nations of the world seek after. All right? The nations of the world, like people who are in the world, this is all that they do. Everybody who is in the world does this. And he says, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. Amen. All right? Now, just before he said this, he said, so is he, in verse 21, that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. They're talking about the rich fool. And he says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. For life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. So life is more than spending your time trying to get what you eat, which is what everybody is doing. Are you with me?
Yes.
This is the same person who has told us that your life does not consist in the abundance. It's all in this same Luke chapter 12. All right?
Yes.
Now consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. All right? Neither do they have a storehouse. Like God feeded them. God feeded them. How much more are you better than the fowls? So God is trying to, Jesus is trying to tell you that God can feed you. And God can look after you. Do you see? Better than he's even looking after fowls. All right? Now, consider the lilies, how they grow, and they toil, and they spin not. Yet I say, Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. All I'm saying is the reason why people cannot serve God is this. People cannot correct their mind. I want you to try to correct your mind. Now, the Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians 12 about the same, 10 or 12, about the simplicity that is found in Christ. You see, the instructions of God are simple. That's the problem with people. It doesn't sound simple enough, complicated enough. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's simple. All right? It's simple. But we don't like it because it's too simple. Say, pray. And God was, is that all? When you ever go and listen to a very great man speaking, you know, I've had opportunity to listen to some great men speaking. Let me give you two examples. Kenneth Hagin and Yonggi Cho. Kenneth Hagin is dead. Yonggi Cho is alive. When I heard them preaching, the question that came to my mind for both of them was, is that all? Is that all? Is that all? Is that all? That's all? Because when I went to Kenneth Hagin, he said, okay, he's here to us. We've all gathered from all over the world. ABC of faith.
Wow.
Then he said, faith, without faith, you cannot please God. Then the next verse, by faith we are saved. The next verse, by faith, we walk by faith. So he said that you cannot walk without faith. You cannot live without faith. You cannot please God without faith. And then you cannot be saved without faith. Then Mark 11, 23. The same verses we know. If you speak to a mountain and you say this, it will move. If you pray and you believe, you have it. Amen. I mean, so I was wondering, is that all? All this great, great thing, is that all? Just this simple? Then I went to Korea. Yonggi Cho came with a small Bible like this Gideon's Bible. Then he put it on the thing. He doesn't even open it. And he says, prayer is the most important thing. It's the most important thing. I pray every day. Every day I'm praying. For the 30 years I pray every day. I wake up at 3 o'clock and I pray for every day for 3 hours. Every day for 5 hours. And I was sitting there wondering, is that all? I said, yes, that is all. So the simplicity that is in Christ is stunning, to say the least. And you even just wonder that, is that all? Is that all? Is there something else? Is there not something else? So, seek ye not what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Really? And neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Yes. This one adds that. Neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Amen.
Amen.
Your Father knows that you have need of these things that the whole world is running after. But rather, verse 31, Luke 12:31 is the same as Matthew 6:33, okay? Matthew 6, Luke is 12, twice as much. And verse 31 instead of 33. And it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye the kingdom. And all these things shall be added unto you. Really? Too simple, please. Too simple. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All right? And then he says, sell what you have. Give alms. Give. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. A treasure in heaven that fails not. Where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. Now, by Jesus giving us these instructions, it's almost as if to tell us to be irresponsible. Take no thought what you shall eat and what you shall drink. It's as though he's telling us not to work and not to bother about important things like going to school, finishing your school, getting a job, living, and so on. And many times, there are times that I have preached that people have said that I am preventing people from getting, doing honest work or doing their responsibility. All right? I've had all those comments. About, you know, there are people who are very clever. You know, when they speak, you just shake when they speak. It's just like, ish. And the things they're saying is very fantastic. Now, if you follow Jesus and you seek Jesus with all your heart, he will provide all that you need all through your life. Yes. More than he provides even for fowls, because he said that fowls have no banks, have no investments. They are okay. All the birds. So, do you believe this? And if you believe this, seek ye first the kingdom of God is going to be your greatest scripture. And you'll really give yourself to seeking after God. But you see, the truth is that many of us don't really seek after God with all our heart. By the time we claim to be seeking God, we've done a whole lot of things, you see, to secure ourselves. True, true, true. We didn't really seek him. He wasn't first at all. And we didn't seek him. And we were maybe getting a job in the ministry or getting a place in the ministry. You know, if we really tell ourselves the truth, we will help ourselves. Do you see? And that's why I always encourage people to take God first. Really put him first. As for God, you'll come to him eventually. Even when you are not serious. Eventually in life, you see that he's the main thing. Nothing else is really working. Are you with me? And you would come. But you know, it's like somebody who has a chance to be faithful, but the person is a liar and unfaithful. Then later on, when you realize the odds are against you and maybe you've been found out, then you say, oh, I love you. Like all thieves, when they are caught, they are very humble. Please. It's not like that at all. But it is like that. Do you see? Have you ever caught people doing bad things? Yeah, they are all so nice. So humble sounding, so humble looking. That's why these video cameras and so on, when they take their people, say, hey, when you see people doing wickedness, it's amazing. So, seeking God first, very important. And I believe that Jesus has power. Yes. Now, on earth, Jesus is God. There are seven times, I just want you to hear, this is the most important little thing I want to share with you. I really hope you are listening. There are seven times that Jesus showed that, number one, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. He proved that there's no point in laying up treasures on earth. He proved that if you seek the kingdom of God, he will add all things. He proved that God is the one who feeds the fowls, and that he can also take care of you very easily. He proved it seven times practically when he was here. But people haven't noticed it. Are you there?
Yes.
And I want to just show these examples to you. On seven occasions, he proved that money providing for you, no problem. You, everything you need will be provided. Yes. And so, honestly, I am really, really impressed with Jesus' power over money. And I would also like to experience the same. Would you also like to experience the same thing? Amen. And I pray that you will experience seven different events in the ministry of Jesus. And I'm sure you are wondering, which seven events? Yes. Shall we close now? We'll come in the evening. Seven different events where he proved and showed that he's in charge. And God is really in charge. And there is nothing you will ever need. You will never need anything if you are following him. Yes. I'm sure you are wondering, when did he prove these things? Okay? So, where shall we start? I'm going to start. And that's all that I want you to say and believe. And at the end of it, you realize that it is good that you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let us start with Luke chapter 5. Verse 1, it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Okay, we'll be there soon. And saw two ships standing by the lake, and the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. Verse 3, all right? And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little bit from the land so that he could be a bit away from the people. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, he's finished speaking, thanks for letting me use your boat. Okay. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Okay. Now, and Simon answering, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Remember that a fisherman's work is to get fish. And if you go to the seashore, when they come, the fishermen come, the market women come to buy the fish. So you sell what you brought. Yeah. Then you have money. That's how they work. Yeah. If you go to Elmina, in the night, you see a long line of fishing boats far away in the sea. They are there all night. All night they are there. You see the lights, the lanterns, way out in the sea. And there's a long line of fishing boats there. That's all that they do. And if you go there, all you get nothing, you come back. It's like there's poverty is coming. And you need to go. And now there's not much fish in the sea. We don't have much fish anymore because of the giant trawlers that come. The two ships join together and they put a big net in the water and then they sail together. That's what they call the pair trawling. The two ships. And then they just move together and sweep out the sea of everything that is in the sea. They take it up and then they put it into their boat and they go. It's called pair trawling. You know? And so the fishermen in Ghana don't have much fish. So if you go to the sea, they don't have much fish nowadays. A lot of the fish is imported fish. So that is, it's a pity. But I mean, you know. Anyway, so we have toiled all night and we have nothing. That's how come you have a practice of them going out on the sea. And sometimes they go very far. Sometimes they go to another country waters. Then they fish. But the problem is when they catch the fish and put it in the boat, there's no freezer because it's a canoe. So then they have now developed the practice of injecting the fish with formalin, which is used to preserve dead bodies. So that by the time they get to the shore, after 10 days or whatever days, it's not rotten. So then you'll be eating the preserved fish. Yeah. Not tilapia. Tilapia is fresh water. It's sea. Yeah. A lot of the things are corrupted. It's a pity. But I'm just trying to explain to you that it's a very difficult life for fishermen. And Simon was experiencing great difficulty. They were mending their net hungry and with no money. Okay, now here comes Jesus. Okay, he says, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net." In verse 6. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Now, for your net to break, it demonstrates something. Verse 7. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in another ship, that they should come and help them. Now, when they came, and they filled both ships, and the ships began to sink. I'm talking about supernatural power to get everything that you need, the money, the wealth. He's controlling it. I mean, and he's demonstrating that his power brings money. Verse 8. All right. Now, when Simon Peter saw it, okay, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." So he saw power. I'm just trying to say that there is power available to bring money and everything that a person is. That's why Jesus said, "You seek the kingdom, you seek my kingdom first." Where the fishes, money, what the things, I'll bring them. It's not by anything. I'll bring everything. And he's showing that he brings, when he was standing there, his power called all the fishes in the water. Come. To sink the boat. You see, and the nature of the thing, the way it was, it is to strike you that if the boat is going down, now let's be serious. What can make a boat go down? How much fish that is bringing the boat down is going down. His power controls money, fishes, everything that is so-called provision in your time and your, if it's dollars, pounds, cities, diras, euros, it has the power to gather them. Yes. So this is one of the instances of seven different times that his power showed money or anything at all that is necessary, that he will bring it. If you believe it. If you believe it. Anything that is necessary. And I've seen it. Because I can truly say that since I decided to serve the Lord from university, I've been serving the Lord. But when the time came for me to choose, I knew that based on what I was doing in the natural, I would never have anything in this world. And I decided I'll still take the option. What I'm telling you, I didn't even know it. That he's controlling the fishes, which means he's controlling euros.
Hey.
Yes, the euros are the fishes. Each fish is a number of euros. Yes. I once went somewhere by a lake and I went to eat in a restaurant and I ordered a fish. It was a mistake because the food was not nice. Yes, it was horrible. But it was by a lake, and so I thought, because here is water, here is fish. So I ordered the fish. When they brought the bill for this fish that I've eaten, I realized that the mistake was even bigger. So a fish is equal to a number of euros. Yes. And I had to pay a number of euros. It was in Europe, so I had to pay a number of euros for that fish. And I regret I can still see the fish. I said, what have I wasted? I've wasted my time and my money here. So a fish is equal to a number of euros. Every fish that is necessary for you, whether it's dollars, euros, pounds, CDs, whatever, it's coming to you by financial control that comes from the power of Jesus. Let me show you the second time. John chapter 21. This John 21, all right? And I'll show you seven occasions. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise, should he? This he had died. Look at John chapter 20. You see, he had died in chapter 20. Jesus died in chapter 20. All right? And you see that on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the sepulchre where he was buried. And she runneth and said, they have taken away my Lord. So he was dead. He was dead. Okay? Jesus had died, he's buried. I hope you are getting the whole thing. Now, his disciples had come from Jerusalem where he was murdered. He was murdered in Jerusalem at the church of the Holy Sepulchre, the biggest church in the whole of Israel. That's where the cross was. They have traveled. You need a car to bring you about 250 kilometers down to Galilee, and that's where they were now. So, after these things, Jesus showed himself to them. Now, they were together, Simon, Peter. And verse 3, Simon Peter said, I go a fishing. You know, you've been trained to be a pastor. Look at what you are doing. You've been in the ministry for 3 years. You've been serving the Lord. This is what you are doing with your training. Okay? Now, and they say unto him, we also go with you. And you say, you must be careful because what you are doing is setting an example for others to follow. So everybody backslid when Peter backslid. All right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Now, they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night, they caught nothing because God was not blessing them. And that's how many people's finances are. You've done everything and it has amounted to nothing. Now, when morning was now come, like I told you in Elmina, you see these people standing there aside. When the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, like the fish all night, and they did not know that it was Jesus. Okay? Verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, children, "Have you any meat?" And he knew that they don't have meat. Just trying to confirm. What has it brought you? How is it helping us? How does it help us? And then notice, power is about to be manifested. Power of money. Power of what you need. This is Luke 5. Jesus was young in the ministry. He had not yet even recruited Peter. This one, he has died, risen from the dead. They've moved from Jerusalem, come to Tiberias, which is 250 kilometers away. When we go, you will see how far it is. Yes. Father, 7 times your children will at least appear in Israel. Amen. Yes. If we are there, we can talk about all these. Yeah. And he said unto them, from far, when they couldn't see, cast your net on the right side, and you shall find. I was like, what should we do? So they cast, therefore. And now, they were not able to draw it. You see, there are certain financial things that should make you note God's power. The first one, the net was breaking, and then the ship was sinking. Now they are fishermen. That is their work. They put the net in and they pull it out, and it's not coming. For the multitude of fish. So God must lead you to see and understand what is happening when it comes to finances. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Look, this thing, eh? It is the Lord. This is what exactly what happened last time. We know this same thing. It is the Lord. This is what happened. We were there on the other side. This week he came around. He told us, put the net here. It was the same thing. The way the fish has come, it is the Lord. That is the man who is standing there, is the Lord. I know it. Yes, it is the Lord. And he kept his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked. Well, that's why they get high blood pressure, because the salt goes into their skin. You know? So you see, fishermen have very high pressure, some of them. The salt has entered them for years. So he was naked, and he just jumped into the sea, and all of them can swim. And if you go to the Sea of Galilee, people drown. Every year, a number of people drown in that sea. He cast himself and said, "No, I know this thing." So he swam. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits. One cubit is your arm from here to here, which is 1 foot and a half. So 200 is 200 times 1.5 feet. Okay, 450 feet. All right, beautiful. No, if you are not a student, don't worry, you will not get it. It will take you a long time. And these are the people who become a finance whatever. And the other disciples came. Now, as soon as, it's not finished though, they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals. You see? You need the coals to do the bread, to do the fish. Somebody has done it for you. Power! And what? Fish that they didn't catch. They have not yet brought the fish from the sea. The fish that was in the water, it was with Jesus on the land. That he's frying them and roasting them and grilling them. As you are there looking for the fresh one. You see, it takes time to season the fish. If you know how to cook well, you will not eat fish with a deep freezer water in the fish as your seasoning. So Jesus has seasoned the fish. I don't know where he got it from. The one they were looking for, he was roasting it for them. Wow. With fish laid there and bread to go with the fish. What are you talking about? He has been to the bakery already. He has gone to organize everything that you need. That's why he said to you that, "Seek you." These are what the whole world is looking for. You seek my kingdom first. fish laid thereon. Verse 10. This is something too difficult for most people. And then Jesus said, okay, bring the fish you have caught, even though I have.
Okay.
Maybe you prefer yours. But there was a reason why Jesus was saying that. Bring your fish. Where is your fish? So they went and drew the net to land full of great fishes. Great fishes. 153 great fishes. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dared ask him, better shut your mouth. Who are thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. You see, who is this man who has cooked? He has cooked for us already. A woman who's supposed to cook. The man is cooking. Jesus has cooked for them. He has organized bread, fishes, grilling. The coals of fire, it was smelling. The whole place was smelling. And they saw a man organizing. He said, oh, I've organized everything for you that you are trying to organize for yourself. Come and eat.
Come and dine.
And they dared not ask who he was. They knew all these miracles. And he did this 7 times. Wow. This is the 3rd time. 153 great fishes. Now, those of you who know fish, we have as small as shrimps. Which I don't know whether you call them fish. Then we have cater schoolboys. Then we have one man, 1,000. What is that? 1,000. I don't know what that is. Then we have what else? Herrings. What about herrings? Herrings, sardines. They are all little fish. And then you have bigger ones. Red fish. Snapper. Red snapper. And then salmon. And then grouper. And then we have cassava fish. And tuna. These were 153 great fishes, big ones. No small, there was no small fish that day. No small fish. Euros, big notes. Euro has 500 in one. Pounds, big notes, 50 pounds. Swiss franc has 1,000 francs in one. Yes, one note like that is 1,000, like $1,000. CD has, we have 200. One. Great fishes. You'll be receiving great fishes. And when you have 153 of such great notes, the point that I'm trying to make is that if you walk with the Lord, you start getting used to his power in money.
Okay.
And that's what happened with this one. I said, look, this thing is the Lord. It's the Lord. And he left the fish. You know, as a responsible person, you have to stay with the work. But he left. Oh, no, this is the Lord. This is not about fish. It's about the Lord providing. You'll be provided for all your life in Jesus' name. Amen. So you see, I'm trying to tell you there's no need to spend all your life talking about money and whatever. There is a power that controls it. And the master key. I was honestly genuinely surprised to find that Bishop David Oyedepo, who has one of the biggest churches and ministries in the world, his master key. You know, I asked him, he was here. I sat with him in the car from the stadium to the hotel. And I asked him, when you say covenant, which covenant? He said, oh, Matthew 6:33. That's what I mean. What is all this covenant? You say covenant because university is not covenant. But what are the covenants? What I mean, is it Jacob this? What the Isaac covenant? Said, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye, that's the master key. I was surprised. It's something that struck me, that because that's also what I felt about sometimes. I felt, but it doesn't sound so powerful. It's the master key. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So this is the second time. Are you ready for seven? I think, I don't know whether you can take seven of these. Huh? I wonder whether you can take all the seven. Yeah, look at a great fish. 153 of these. Is this a tilapia? It's a great fish. I mean, definitely it's a great fish. Now, okay, I'll do that. Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to give you the third one. Okay? You like the third one? Third one? We do third one? Okay. He did it seven times. The two is enough, isn't it? You see, we are already sort of deflated about his power. Yes. Okay. Now, let's look at, do you want Mark or John? Choose, you choose. Mark? John? You like John? Okay, John. We do John. Go to John. John Mark? Amazing. Now, John chapter 6. It's either John 6 or Mark 6. It's the same. Yeah. Now, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Okay? I will end this and then we'll continue. But Jesus went to the mountain and there he sat with his disciples. Now, the Passover was nigh. Now, Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company and he said to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, anytime a question starts coming to your mind, don't think God doesn't know the answer. Philip, where do you think we can get? Philip, where can we get bread to eat? You think he doesn't know where to get bread to? He knew. And he said this to prove him, to test him. For he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient. That is, he was just mentioning, you know, millions. It's not sufficient that every one of them may take a little. Now, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter, said to him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? The disciples were clever. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was much grass in the place. No food, oh. No food. And almost all that we work for is for food. Yes. Almost everything we work for is food. When the pandemic came, people were buying food to bring to their houses. It shows you what we are working for. Now, when they were filled, they said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle, said, this is of a truth that prophet which should come into the world. And when Jesus perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. This is the only miracle which he did that they wanted to make him a king. Raising Lazarus from the dead, and all the other miracles they did, no one wanted to. They wanted to arrest him. So, hey, this is not a normal person. This is the greatest prophet by the provision. I'm talking of money. I mean, it shows you that the one who said don't lay up treasures is the one who controls this world. He's in the one who is actually in control. And he's telling you, look, leave it, all those things. I will take care of you. But it sounds too simple for many people. That's why people don't serve God. That's why many young people wait till they are old, have fallen in so much into sin, have gotten into so much difficulty, then they say, here am I, here am I, send me to the world. Here am I, here am I, here am I. Send me to the world. Whenever you are wicked, when your at first your waist was smaller than your chest, now your waist is bigger than your chest. Like when we measure your waist and we measure your chest, the stomach is bigger than the whatever. Yes. At first, you were like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now you are like a canned Coke. That alone. You see, there are different things that reveal your age. The other day, I saw an article, 35 things that people noticed that made them realize that they were old. Yes, how I realized that I was old. Yes. And you'll be shocked at the different things that people say. You want to know some of the things. Yeah. You like Toli too much. But you'll be amazed at the things that people use to notice that my age is, it has changed, it's higher. Yes. I will not tell you. Yeah. But there are some interesting things. Yeah. Now, Jesus is the one controlling this money and provision the whole world. In fact, there is nothing that you do when you are giving that is for yourself. God doesn't need you. You know, when people are giving offering, it's like, he said, if I need it, I wouldn't ask you. This is the main thing. If I need, I will never ask you. You in particular, I will not ask you. What do you have? What do you have? If I needed something, you are not the person I will ask. So, God, I hear Psalm 50 verse 10. God has a power that is so great. He provides. He doesn't need provision from anybody. He doesn't need any provision from anybody. And there he was. His power was there. 5,000. Do you know 5,000 people? Few churches have got 5,000. A lot of churches, we say they have 5,000 people. It's about 800. When they have about 700 to 800 people, they say 5,000. Yes. It's a way of speaking. If you like, you can check. You can do that compare. 5,000 is equal to 700. 700, 800. Yes. Yeah. If I were hungry. If I were hungry, I would not tell them. You are the last person. God doesn't use you to meet his needs. You have nothing to give to God. You can never supply God's needs. Never on this earth. When we are taking an offering, never think you are giving anything. You have anything. So you need God. God doesn't need you. You are the one who needs something from God. All through the years, I've been a pastor for 25 years at least. Standing before people who think you need something from them. I've done it for years. I know the feeling. You can virtually read it on their faces. Like, you want something from us. If I were hungry, you are not the person. You can never do anything for God. It's God. God has something that he can do for you. So now, this is the second amazing time that you see. The third. Yeah. I hope you are seeing power. So do you want to see the fourth?
Yes.
Yeah. The fourth is coming up. You sure you want to see the fourth?
Yes.
Matthew. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14. and see whether you can find the same story that I have just told you. And you see it right there. He commanded the multitude to sit down, and they took what? 5 loaves and what? 2 fishes. Okay? And verse 21 says in Matthew chapter 14, the same story that was in John, and they that had eaten were how many? 5,000 men. Besides. Now let's go to the fourth power demonstration of money and whatever you need. Matthew 15. All right? Now, in Matthew 15, verse 32. Then Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the multitude. This is a different multitude from 14. I said, I wanted us to be in the same book so that we can see that we are different days. Matthew 14 was 5,000 people. 5 loaves with 12 baskets left over. Very important. Now we are in Matthew 15. I have compassion. My feeling has come again. Because they continue with me now for 3 days. Are you watching? And have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said, when should we get so much bread in the wilderness to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7. This is 7 loaves. The other one was 5 loaves. And a few little fishes. The other one was how many fishes? 2 fishes. This was a few little fishes. No. And then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and his disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled and took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. The other one was 12 baskets. And they that eat it were 4,000 men besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Now, 2 different events, and I know that you will think that, you see, when I read the 4,000, I thought that, oh, it's really 5,000, but they were trying to make 4,000. It's a different, somebody reported 5,000, somebody reported 4,000. Do you see? But now I want you to see what Jesus himself said about the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and the 12 baskets and the 7 baskets. You want to hear what Jesus said? And he knew each one was a special event. Beautiful. Matthew 16. Are you there? Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. Beautiful. Are you there? And he said, they are so heavy that they sound impossible. I just want to end after this one. I'll leave the last 3 when we get a chance. And when it was evening, he said, the disciples, Sadducees, came to him, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said, when it is evening, you say it will be fair. And in the morning, it will be foul. Wicked and adulterous generation. Verse 4, they seek for a sign. You know, they don't listen to preaching. You see, to seek for a sign means you don't listen to preaching and you don't listen to word. When we talk, you don't hear. When we say, you don't believe. You want a sign. Now, when his disciples were come over to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. This is the 3rd time he's talking about bread. Remember, the 1st one was Matthew 14. That was 5,000 people. Matthew 15 was 4,000 people, 7 baskets left over. Now, they forgot bread. And Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, said, is it because we have taken no bread? Which when Jesus perceived, he said, O ye of little faith, why reason you amongst yourselves because you have brought no bread? talking about the fact that you haven't brought. You're always feeling guilty about things and giving excuses and trying to defend yourself about things you have not been accused about. Ooh. Do you not understand? Remember, this is Matthew 16. It happened in Matthew 14, Matthew 15. But in Matthew 16, Jesus is about to compare the two. In verse 6, he says, neither remember the 5 loaves. Are you there? Do you not understand nor remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning the bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Wow. Are you watching it? Is it like a video to you? And here you see Jesus, he said, you couldn't remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and the 7 loaves and the 4,000. They are two different separate power displays of provision of whatever it is that you need. All your life. As long as you are with Jesus and you are following him. The fish of the sea, he will call for them. The bread and the fish, cooked one, it will be provided for thousands and thousands and for big things and for small things. The 12 baskets was for the 12 apostles. Everybody had a basket. Every pastor who serves God will have one clear provision of basket for you. The 7 baskets for the 4,000 is a provision of perfection. Yes. Every day. One for it, every day. Beautiful. Daily bread for your life. 12 baskets and 7 baskets. The leaders got their share, and the 7 every day, perfect provision. Speaks for your provision of every single day, perfectly provided. Somebody saying 12 for 12 months. Somebody saying 7 for 7 days a week. Every day, daily benefit. Parcels, envelopes, benefits. Parcels, envelopes. Karamashatola baba. Benefits coming your way. So these are 4 separate occasions. Jesus is displaying power over money. Power. What do you think? Do you believe my Jesus? How many believe my Jesus? Yes. I want to encourage you, to trust in the Lord, to serve the Lord with all your heart, and you will gain a certain control, financial ascendancy. I believe it. Not maybe by the way you think. When the guys went fishing, when they came, he was eating the cooked one. You'll be eating the cooked one soon. Ah, Marasota la babandala. Cooked for you. Look, there are so many times God has pointed out to me, this is unusual. Do you know this is unusual? When at the age of 29, we entered a cathedral, Koligono, the Lord, do you know you are 29 years old? Do you know you are 29 years old? He had provided. There was no rich man in the church. There was no rich man in the church. Yes. I was 29 years old. Everybody in the church was a student. There was one rich man that I knew through somebody. I didn't know him personally, but I knew him through somebody. We wrote a letter to him. And we wrote letters to everybody. We did a raffle. We wrote letter appeal for funds. It's a ministry that God is using. In this way, now when I even think of it, I said, who even read such a letter? But we wrote to the whole of Accra, appealing for funds and help. Nobody gave us. That's why Jesus said, when you go, greet no man. Nobody can help you. Only God can help you. Yes. Nobody can help you. There is a lady. I always remember her for that. She's still alive. Over 90 years old. She wrote a letter and gave her property. He said, I will give my property. She had a skyscraper. She said, I give my skyscraper as a guarantee for Dark Hayward Mills if you give him money to build the church. I couldn't believe my eyes. Yeah. She says, I'm giving this as a guarantee. I will guarantee. Still, the rich man didn't give anything. Beautiful. But God provided. That's how we are still here. We are still moving on. I was 29 years old. 1992. Between 1991 and 92, we bought the building. I was 29. Yes. There are many times God has shown me. Do you realize something unusual is happening? The fish are big. Have you seen the fish are big ones? Yes. Have you seen a cooked one? When we are doing these church buildings, do you realize what you are doing? Sometimes I look, I say, do you realize what you are doing? Do you realize how many people have given to build those buildings? Do you realize what I'm doing? Many things. When God provided us a land here, do you realize that I built another church for you? One day he said, do you know that this is the richest area of Accra? This is the richest area. This is the richest area. And I never, those things don't attract me. They don't attract me. Yeah. If there's an expensive car, like this, a Porsche car, I will even avoid it. I drive a pickup, normal pickup. Yeah, and I don't have any other. In fact, I don't own a car. It's a church car. I've not owned a car for years. Many, many years ago, I owned a car. Since for so many years, I don't own any car. I only drive a church car. So if the church wants to take it from me, I have no car. Karama so tarabalaba. Are you still part of what I'm saying? I'm explaining power to provide for you. There is power to provide for you. There is power in Christ to care for you. If you believe. If you believe. If you believe in seeking Him and placing Him first and putting yourself genuinely aside. And say, I will serve first the interest of God, the interest of His kingdom. Yes. And give myself to Him. That whatever there is in the world that is needed, He will provide it for me. If you believe it. It's so simple that it sounds unbelievable. I can relate with you. Because I've always found the things too simple. It's like, is that all? Is that all? Tell us something more complicated. A lot of people feel I have some special secret that I'm... Yes. That's why some people have thought that we are printing money. Yes. Whereas we as a church, we don't have businesses. And even as an individual, I don't do any business at all. And I've never been invited to be on these boards. Like people are on board of this, chairman of this, this, and that. No one has ever thought that I'm I don't know whether it's why, I don't know what is it wise or I don't know, whatever it is you need to be on that. Yeah. But it's just seek ye first the kingdom of God. And Jesus standing there will cause the fishes to come, will cause the bread to come, will bake the bread, make the fire come on, provide for you 7 loaves, 4,000 people with 7 solid baskets for you. 12 solid baskets. They are watching, the baskets are all around. What will you say about it? What will you do? Many times God has shown me. Do you realize? Do you realize? your father sent people to buy horses in Mali with a car, with 10 people. Do you realize that you travel to a country with 72 people? Huh? Do you realize you are touring people's countries? You are in people's country buying land and building things in their countries. God will provide everything that you need. And there are 7 examples where his power was mightily displayed. Every standing. Do you believe God can provide for you? Yes, he can. It's that simple. Although it looks impossible, but it is that simple. Father, we make no excuses for your word, and we thank you today. Bless every life that is part of this service. Thank you for touching our lives and saving us mightily. Thank you for your great blessing financially for everybody who believes in you. Thank you. We pray for your healing and your blessing. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I want to serve you and I want to follow you. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Lord. I give my heart to you. I will serve you for the rest of my days. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am a child of God. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. If you gave your life to Jesus, if you are feeling lonely, you need a friend, text or WhatsApp, and you want to give your life to Jesus, just WhatsApp this number on your screen. Doesn't matter which country it is, because all the numbers, WhatsApp is just one country in the whole world. 233-560-33-3079. Jesus, thanks for your blessing for everyone who's given his life to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to receive our Holy Communion at this time. Take the bread. How many would like to have Jesus in your life? I find Jesus quite amazing. Do you find Jesus great? I find him great. Huh? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I like that song. Lift your offering up high, your communion, Holy Communion. Father, thanks for this bread. We receive the bread and partake of Jesus. As you receive this, you are taking part of Jesus. Whatever is in Jesus is coming into you. Lord, we thank you for your body. We honor you and we thank you that your body is coming into us. We receive of your body and we thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The body of Jesus Christ. Now take the blood. May the blood of Jesus wipe away all your mistakes and your sins. You be healed of your diseases. Every blood disease disappears. Every diagnosis of fear and fright, every threat of death is repelled in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood of Jesus. Now lift your hands for your blessing. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you. May you be free from every disease. every plague and every fear. I declare your healing and protection from the pandemic, from the curse, from the wickedness that is roaming through the world. Whichever part of the world you are in, receive divine protection, deliverance from death, deliverance from breathing difficulties, deliverance from pain, deliverance from sorrow, heartache, breakup of marriages, destruction of lives. Be delivered, be set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Stretch out your hand for healing and mercy across the world through the broken body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.